The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it didn't take long for autumn to be in the air. Although summer is behind us, the changing season does throw up some great travel opportunities too. So Paula Kinnila, Irish Independent Travel Editor, is here to tell us more. Paul, good morning.
Hi, I wore my jacket in this morning, so yeah, I can confirm it.
It was almost on the calendar, 1st of September, yeah, and the weather appeared to change.
Yeah, it's funny that. And definitely, with we still have time though. I come with a message of optimism, because we still have a stretch in the daylight. Okay, the kids are back to school, but that also means the prices are dropping a little bit for holidays and travel. The seas, like particularly the Mediterranean, are still lovely and warm, at the warmest they'll be, and the summer schedules in the airlines will run through towards the end of October. So this does present a really nice time for travel for those who can do it.
Now, yeah, there are, I won't say bargains, but there are considerably lower prices available, yeah, in Irish hotels once you go off peak.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had a look at the calendar there before I came into you to see if I could spot a few windows. And the way they look, right, they are dipping now, but they will remain expensive, relatively so, through September, October. But in November, there's a noticeable drop off, and in early December, before the whole Christmas party, mm-hmm, season and the holidays kick off. February will see a drop again. But let me just give you one example in November. People are always saying to me that the five-star hotels in Ireland are just too expensive for me. I could just never do that. But if you are saving for a special occasion, November is a time when you could do it. And I checked a couple of them, and I'm confirmed. So one example, Drumolin Castle has rooms this month from $795 a night. It's pretty eye-watering stuff. But in November, it's from $443.
Virtually half price.
So it is still a lot of money. But if you wanted to get that full experience of the likes of Adair or Ashford or whatever, and that applies to four stars and three stars as well. So the reason it is because so few people are travelling. They're between events before the whole Christmas they get decked
up
in the
December
refinery.
It's gone.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, it's a perishable commodity.
Yeah.
So if you can get any turnout from the room, you're doing well.
Yeah, indeed. The other thing I noticed as I was travelling in the last couple of weeks is that there are some seasonal hotels. Now, they're very much in the minority, but places like the Dunlower Ardnasaith in County Kerry, Guganbara Hotel or Blair's Cove House in West Cork close in October or November. They all have different dates. So this is kind of a last chance to get in before they batten down the hatches for winter. And it's a good time for what we used to call golden breaks. Now, I'm just not sure how valuable that term is anymore, because would you believe some of them are still sold as over 50s? And I think sort of a 50 or 51 year old or whomever listening to you today might think, I don't know about a golden break. But the offer there, the idea is that midweek in slower times with the rooms, like you say, empty, you can often get good deals. And particularly if you stay for two or three nights, they'll do things like 10% off for two nights, 15% off for three nights.
Now,
so
some people like to go for winter breaks. It could be to ski or it could be for some sunshine. Anything new?
Yeah, for in the autumn time.
Autumn, winter.
Oh, yeah. So I'm thinking, I had a look around and I'll give you a couple of ideas for autumn packages in Ireland in just a sec. But there is one collection you may have heard of called Original Irish Hotels. They are a collection of 50 or 60 privately independent and family owned hotels. And they are doing a winter offer from October. They have three nights B&B with a late checkout on the last day, starting from $249, and that's a total price for two people sharing in some of their hotels. And then for their most expensive hotels like Park Nacilla or Kilronan, the deal is $499. So that's from October with Original Irish Hotels.
Now, people will go overseas for breaks. So any suggestions?
Yeah, this is really, we're clicking into fall foliage. You'll see all of the marketing campaigns and the images activating about those wonderful colours that you see in New England and in Canada and places like that. And it is really a once in a lifetime holiday. But I do note the prices are pretty high. Fall foliage holidays are kind of something you'd want to be booking in January.
Okay, to get a good price.
Yeah, for next September, October. But let me, you don't, it's one of these things, it's like, because New England is so famous for it, they get the crowds, but you could go down the road a few hundred miles and you'd find somewhere much less crowded. There is a great website, even for your own amusement, called massvacation.com/fall. which has leaf trackers, suggested foliage drives. It'll tell you when the most likely week in October the colours are going to be at their peak and so on. So that'll get you thinking about it. Yeah, the package prices I could find, and they're all available, the likes of Sunway, American Sky, Tour America, American Holidays, from about 1500 for a week to $5,000 a week per person, depending on the level of luxury and whether you get the car and all that.
And do they cover Ireland as well, when we might have a display?
Yeah, well, they do. We don't get so many package holidays for that, but we do. There is loads of excuses and ways to get around the country at the moment. I'm when I think of autumn in Ireland, what pops into your mind? I think of probably Killarney National Park, the Wicklow Mountains.
Yeah, season of mists and mellow fruitfulness.
Exactly. And loads of autumn packages popping in. I'll give you one or two examples of those. The Armada in County Clare has a wine and dine package for two nights with wine tastings and its programme of free activities like yoga and food demos and so on. That's for two people with one dinner from €496. Over in Killashee in County Kildare, they have a 55-acre estate, so the colours will be changing beautifully there. And they have an autumn package with B&B and a guided walk, a G&T nightcap, an Irish cheese board from €224 for two. So that's kind of a lead-in option.
Those autumn packages in the States, is there anything, any banner strap across them saying, guaranteed you won't be shackled by ice if you come?
Oh,
I mean, this is the problem. People are afraid to travel to the United States because of what's going on there. It's not a very welcoming place.
No, and travel is on the whole down to the US this year. Funnily enough, the travel from Ireland is relatively static. I've been watching those figures curiously. But more than ever, when you're getting your ESTA and your ducks in a row visiting the States, you must get that right and you must get that done in advance. Funnily enough, Canada's seen an uptick in internal tourism. It's 30% less Canadians are going to the States, so they're staying put or they're going elsewhere. And Canada, it's literally, a couple of hundred kilometres up the road from New England and the place we're talking about, and has some of the most beautiful scenery on the planet.
All right, now let's talk about festival time across Europe. There are some things, most notably the Oktoberfest, which strangely happens in September.
I know, this always amuses me, for Germans being so sort of correct and on the button with everything. This one starts on September the 20th. That's the traditional tapping of the first barrel of beer in Munich. So it's of course, there's beer tents. There is not just one beer tent. It's like the Christmas markets in Munich. These are spread all over the city. Yeah, you can go to one, you can go to the next. You can make a day, a weekend out of it. There are parades, there are Ferris wheels, there are brass bands, there are lederhosen galore. I checked, could you buy any sort of packages? And they do have an offer where you can book a table spot, which can be important, particularly on the weekends. Get a guided tour and a ride on a Ferris wheel from around €110. And a litre of beer, you know the way that it's a Stein, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's called. It's the size of the thing in your hand. It's like lifting up a brick.
Yeah, but I mean, the people serving can put their arms through the handles. The handles are so large, they can, and they mount them up right along, from the wrist right up to the elbow.
Yeah.
So they might carry three or four of these in each arm.
In each arm.
As they waddle their way to the table.
And they wear the traditional garb and there's little slops of beer and there's people singing, and that's the whole fun of it. The price of a litre of beer in a Stein is from €14 to €18. So it's not getting any cheaper, is it?
No, it's not getting, but it's, a half litre is the almost equivalent of a pint. So, it's okay. It's competitive. And there are other festivals as well. The St. Ives Festival in Cornwall.
St. Ives in Cornwall is on from September 13th. That's next weekend. And Barcelona's big one, La Mirth, is September 23rd to 20th. So that's the street party where you see the famous human pyramids and the big, the Mockness-style costumes and all that going on. So it's a good time to go. And it's not, Barcelona isn't as crowded as it gets in summer, though not as sparsely so as it would be in October or November.
Very good. Paul O'Connell, Irish Independent Travel Editor, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.